The Phantom of the Opera is back at Proctor's in Schenectady through May 5th. This new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's classic strives to be bigger and better than ever before. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and I got a look behind the scenes.
Welcome to the Phantom of the Opera. For the safety of the actors, and as a courtesy to your fellow audience members, please turn off your cell phones.
The crew at Proctor's is madly assembling a matinee of one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals of all time. First performed in 1986, the story centers on a masked phantom who haunts the Paris Opera House and obsesses over its young soprano, Christine. Stage manager Mitchell Hodges says this time, the goal is to bring audiences even closer in Cameron McIntosh's production.
So they wanted to redesign and reimagine our show to be more of a cinematic feel. So you're kind of on the journey with the actor. You're watching things bump, fade, wipe across, dissolve. You're not waiting for a scene change to happen upstage. It's a very quick movement, so there's not a lot of time to think or doubt or have any of those emotions. But you're just kind of there with every actor in the scene, and whoever's the main actor in that scene, you're with them on their journey.
This Phantom is one of the biggest touring productions in North America. In addition to a 52-person cast and orchestra, it has new lighting designs, staging, and visual effects. The crystal chandelier that comes crashing down in each performance weighs more than a ton, and Hodges says the show needed a pyro license just for the special effects.
I think every show has its own unique set of hurdles, and this one for us is that there's by pyro, there's a lot of human error that can happen, there's a lot of computer error that can happen, there's a lot of 20 trucks of stuff that can go wrong, so that's just in itself is a hurdle. So I think that's, for me, is the biggest one for this show.
Hodges says the tour has 14 permanent crew members and requires an additional 110 locals to assemble and run each performance. Set up at each new location takes 2.5 days when the cast tries to get some rest. Quentin Oliver Lee takes center stage as the Phantom. He says staying in shape while on tour requires sleep, exercise, and a lot of tea. But from night to night, it's all about focus.
Well, I have about an hour before the show to get into makeup, and I spend that time really trying to get into the mindset of the character. And then prior to each scene, there's a couple of minutes that I'm able to really refocus and think about the given circumstances. And then, of course, vocally, it's just warm up and just training.
Lee has a number of musical and opera credits to his name, including a Broadway appearance in Prince of Broadway and a national tour of Porgy and Bess. He says he was drawn to the role after seeing Norm Lewis wear the mask in 2014. In his own portrayal, Lee says he draws from the Phantom's isolation.
I just know him as a person who hasn't been loved, and who really has something to say, but nobody wants to hear him, and he will say it regardless. You know what I mean? And honestly, one of the more important things is he tries to provide to Christine all of the joy that he has from music. He tries to provide that. And when that's tainted in any sort of way, that's what really sets him off.
Lee has played the Phantom 500 times in roughly the past year and a half. While he's never performed at Proctor's before, he thinks this run is particularly special. He's hanging up the cape on May 5th.
It's been an incredible run, truly. I've learned so much about both the character and the show in general. It's an honor to be able to bring it my last time here in Schenectady, truly.
You might say nighttime will sharpen and heighten each sensation for a few more days. Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.